Hello, Heidi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for asking.
You're so welcome. So just taking a look at some of the notes that Tara sent over to me. I know that she does such a wonderful job, you know, explaining the outline of the program, right?
Uh-huh.
So she mentioned that you're moving to Cincinnati, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's exciting, the move. All right. Okay, and so that's mainly where you would want to be targeting the business now. Now, from Cincinnati, how far would you travel from there for a potential client, or just sticking within Cincinnati?
It would be mostly just within Cincinnati. I mean, okay, I'm not saying I would go outside of the city limits to some degree. So where I'm planning on moving is Northern Kentucky. So that area, obviously, but then also up into Ohio. So you know, I would definitely go. And also because eventually I'm planning on, you know, having a team that I can just send out.
Instead of you going. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole Cincinnati. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be in Northern Kentucky. But you really want to be also, you want to be in the area of Cincinnati. If I'm looking at the map, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's less than 10 miles, right? If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And now, have you created a Facebook page, for the business yet? Or do you even use Facebook at all?
I haven't. I'm currently working on some of that, getting my social media pages out
there. Oh, good.
Like that. But
very good. Very, very good. Okay. The reason that I ask is because the one package that I wanted to offer you to get started with is our Platinum package. And this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing. So not only does it include the first page placement within the local map section with your Google business profile, I mean, we'll help you get that process taken care of, right? We would optimize you to the first page and maintain you there. We do the content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So we can actually assist you with creating the business Facebook page. You would have ownership of it. We would just be listed as managers. Now, in regards to Facebook, what we're doing is Facebook advertising. So when someone does the search on Google for your service and then they happen to go to Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, we're going to retarget them with your ad. And Heidi, that's what's also going to help you reach more new clients. We make the ad unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. As soon as they click on your ad, they call you directly. Okay? Now, you don't have a website either, right? I didn't see one.
No, I don't. So actually, I just yesterday, I was in contact with somebody. I just set up like a smaller website just kind of to begin with.
I see an Angie's List. But not like a www.com website.
So there is one here. So I'm in contact with a lady from, it's called Darla, a company. Anyway, it's definitely, it's just like kind of one of those websites where AI creates it for you, simple. I have that currently. They're working on getting the domain set up and everything, but that's basically ready to list.
Oh, good, good. Okay, because I was going to say if you needed a website, we also assist with that too. But if that one's going to be launching soon, then we would just attach that website where your business is promoted. Okay?
Uh-huh, sure.
We cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet would find you listed on the first page. This particular package would cover all of your bases, and we're offering it to you today at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. Month to month. And there's no contracts. I've waived the setup fee for you only because I know that, you know, I know you're going to be moving. Sometimes that takes an investment, right, to move. So I wanted to help you in that sense by at least waiving the setup fee for you to help you in that way. So it'd be $249 to get it started, $249 every month after that, no contracts or click fees. It's a true flat rate.
Okay.
Okay.
So, here. 249. So you said, so it would be cover Google advertising.
Yes. So we would get you verified through Google, create your Google business profile, optimize it, and maintain it on the first page. We're going to do the content creation on Bing. We will also create you profiles with our directory submission being Yelp, Apple Maps, and then the Facebook page. If you haven't started the business Facebook page yet, we can do it for you, okay, as part of our program. Mm-hmm. And you'll have the ownership to it and access. Now, I encourage mm-hmm. you to do your posting on there, even if it's once a week or once a month, to keep your content fresh. But we're going to be managing the Facebook ads, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the Facebook ads, as I was telling you earlier, it allows you to retarget, an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They click on that ad, they call you. You're not going to incur click fees because, remember, you're paying us a flat rate. And then it includes mm-hmm. the mobile platform that covers anyone, you know, using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, that they would still be able to find you listed on that first page.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
So that's why this package, I feel, for you is a better start. Question?
That would be all inclusive. Like, I wouldn't have to pay for Facebook ads and all that. That's taken care of.
All inclusive, hon. All inclusive. Correct.
Okay.
All inclusive. And
right.
that price, and then, Heidi, it will stay the same, okay, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. That price is never going to change, okay?
Sure. And what's the conversion rate of, like, Google Business, or like, if you can measure that? Like, how much business do people bring in through that?
Well, what I can tell you is this, and I don't want to mislead you. It doesn't happen overnight, right? Everything is a process. What I can tell you is this. Okay, for cleaning services, right? Now, keep in mind, this could have been someone looking for whether it was move-out cleaning, residential cleaning, commercial cleaning, okay, because it all falls under that category. Now, it'll give me, like, how many searches were done in the last 30 days. So just keep that in mind, the number that I'm going to give you right now. So in your area, within the last 30 days, and this is looking at it from as if you were in Cincinnati, okay?
Okay.
There was actually 979 searches in the last 30 days for cleaning services. Now, I won't say that was how many calls you would get, right? Because I think even I would go back crazy. But
yeah,
even if you were to capitalize even on, I mean, even 3% of those searches that they were phone calls for you, right? I mean, there's no doubt that you're going to land at least one, two, maybe even more jobs than that. I mean, obviously, we want you to land more jobs than to, in fact, offset the cost of what you're investing with us, right? But you got to be that option on Google. And you're getting the best of both worlds because social media has really grown, too. And together with Google, hand in hand, they work very well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At least you'll know this, that with the directory submission, like Yelp and the Facebook business page and all that, that happens within 5 to 7 days. Those are visible and can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, your Facebook ads, those will be already up and running within 7 to 14 days. Again, can already start generating phone calls for you. What we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing along with your invoice, the first page placement on Google, and this is with getting you verified, creating the profile, you know, optimizing it, maintaining it on the first page. I'm going to give you the timeline always of 45 to 60 days. That's our promise. I've seen it many times where it's happened sooner. Okay. However, I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days just because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Sure,
okay,
sure.
But that's pretty much how it all works. At least we know that everything else is up and running because that's what's really going to also start generating new calls quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. I'm a little, like, hesitant just because, well, okay, so what exactly so if I'm still living here in Southern Indiana, but I'm planning on moving to Cincinnati I'm not sure the timeline, within a couple months probably, but I'm just thinking here, how will all that look on Google Business? Like,
that's a great question.
You know, should there, like an address where, like, you know, the business is located? Because I don't really want to give the address that I'm living at right now as the business address, even though that's how it's listed on my, that is how it's listed on, like, my business, like my LLC and everything. But I'm planning to change some of that once I move to Kentucky.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I totally know what you're saying. So let me tell you this. So for you to get verified through Google, okay, you have to give a physical address, not a P.O. box. Okay, it has to be a physical address. Your address, because what you have is what we consider a home office. That address will not appear anywhere on Google. The only time Google wants your address to show is if you have a storefront and people go to buy products from you, right?
Okay.
Or it's an actual office that you want, that you're okay with people visiting, right? Because you're a home office, we don't want your physical address showing on there, but it's where your business is based out of, right? So in that case, and you might see sometimes, like, businesses have their address showing, and it's because they've tried to verify themselves, and somehow their address is appearing there. With us, we click the button to hide the address. We don't want it showing. No one needs to know where you live at, okay? But it's where your company is based out of. Now, here's the thing. We can verify you right now at your current address because you said it's going to be a couple months before you move, right, to Kentucky. All it takes is for us that once you move, to move your location to the Kentucky location, all it takes is a matter of us updating your address, okay, in the back office with Google, okay? And then Google might require, like, hey, just send us something that notates that her address was updated. That is it. It's nothing too complicated. We have businesses that do it all the time. They're in one location, and now the new location that they're moving to is, like, literally 4 hours away from where they were originally started, right? So they update their address to now show where their new location is without showing the address. But so that way they can hit the targeted areas from where their home base is at now. Okay. So you can definitely, my suggestion is this, get yourself through the process now. So once you make your move, you just give us the new address where you've moved to, and then we just update it in the system, and then Google just might require, hey, we need her to send us the LLC showing the new address, you know, or something, right? It's what we call re-verification, and it's real simple. It's nothing complicated. We do all the work for you, so that way you're not stressed out about, oh, my gosh, what do I got to do now?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So does this have to be, like, decided right now? Because y'all need to call other people up, huh? Or you're saying other businesses?
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you, Heidi, and I'll always be straightforward, okay, super transparent. Because this position just opened up, I'm telling you right now that even Tara's still calling out through the area. She's actually calling out, trying to, her and my other reps, to find us a company, a reputable company, right, that qualifies for this position. And I'll tell you what qualified you. When I do a search for your company by name, I know you only have a little bit of online presence, but let me tell you, there's, like, 5-star reviews out there about your company that I've read. In fact, it's I think it's on Angie's. And I also saw something on Bizipedia, too, just some information about your company. But, I mean, these people are actually saying your name in these reviews. This tells me you provide a quality service. I mean, hands down, there's no doubt about that, right? You and I both agree. And that's really the type of company that we're looking to work with. Okay?
Sure.
So if you say, let's do it, Nadine, I'm sending a message to Tara and my representative. Stop calling. We filled the position.
Sure. Okay. Whew, I'm just, like, a little nervous because, I don't know. I want to
get it.
I'm the kind of person, I'm going to do something. I want to do it big. I want to pour myself into it. Do it 100%, right?
Right.
But I'm a little nervous because, okay, so I don't really have, I don't really have a bunch of money to invest. Now, I could get money, like, I could ask my dad, for example, to, you know, borrow the money or whatever. And I have no doubt, like, I'm set up with, you know, I get leads all the time. I'm set up with, you know, Angie. They send me leads. But I'm just a little nervous because I'm like, oh my. But at the same time, I'm like, well, maybe it helps because it puts pressure on me to like make sure I get the money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen, I want you to feel comfortable. I'm not here to pressure you, right? But here's the thing. Angie's is a great directory. Are you doing their pay per lead or their opportunities?
Well, they have a program. It's the pay per lead when I think. Like I pay a certain amount every month and the leads fill that up. I mean the leads cost different amounts, right? But then it just kind of takes away the amount that I pay.
Okay, so you have a budget set with them, and as a lead comes in, it's deducting from the budget, and they vary in prices, right? Okay, so
that's correct.
With what we're doing here, first of all, I'm going to tell you, it's never going to overwhelm you, so I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get bombarded with a bunch of calls and jobs. This program is created to provide you a steady flow of quality type of clients, and you can select the ones that you want to take without having the cost per call. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Angie's is an amazing directory. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't interfere with what we would be doing. However, Angie's limits you to just one directory. You're just listed on their website, right? When you're looking at the program that I'm offering you and break it down by day, right? Let's look at that. Let's break it down by day.
Right.
The program that I'm offering you with putting you on all these different platforms. Okay. If you look at $249 a month and you divide that by 30 days, right? Because I'm a numbers girl. I like to crunch numbers in my head because, you know, it makes more sense for me. You're roughly looking at $8.30 a day, okay, is what it's breaking down to for you. To have this program with first page placement, the content creation on Bing, as I said, the Facebook advertising, with all of that included, right? And yes, we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? We just ask for a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You know, if at any time, Heidi, you decided it's too much for me right now, I need a few months, right? I need a few months. Or even if you decide, like, hey, I just need to cancel, like, I can't, you know, I'm good now. Okay. You just call 3 business days before your billing is due. And that's it. We part as friends. We don't charge a cancellation fee. Your business Facebook page, your Yelp listing, your Google business profile, those profiles are yours. We've just been managing them. Okay? You hold the ownership. Now, you cancel with Angie's, they're going to charge you cancellation fees, and I'll tell you right now, and they're also going to erase all your information. I recommend once you have the Google business profile page, Heidi, start getting your reviews on Google. Those will never go away. I encourage you to have them leave you the reviews on Google, okay? But, again, you know, it's a position that we're still calling out on. I know they're calling out on it even as we're speaking. And, again, I just want to be honest with you. It's not to pressure you, honey, because I don't work like that, okay? But it's the opportunity for you to, like, take your business, you know, take your company to the next level.
Well, I mean, if I'm this way, I'm like, if I'm going to have my business on Google, I might as well be on the front page.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I know what you mean. And I'm telling you, I know for a fact, like, we're in California, right? I know for a fact, I see people all the time, like, on Facebook, hey, anybody know, you know, someone who cleans houses? Like, I mean, they're always looking for cleaners. I mean, throughout the United States. I'm going to tell you, I don't like cleaning my house. You know what I mean? I feel like you don't. But I do it. You know, if I could pay someone to do it, I would rather pay somebody. You know what I mean? You probably get it done a lot faster than I do because I start on one room and then I got to go to the next. Like, you know what I mean? You probably have a whole system down. You know, so it's definitely a great opportunity for you. I mean, I feel, in my opinion, with it being a month-to-month program and that it's a fixed flat rate, there's no contracts, and with the platforms that we're putting you on, I mean, I think it's worth giving a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
Well, I think I'm going to take it because I'm a gut girl, and I go by what my intuition tells me. But, I mean, I'm just going to try it, okay? Like you said, if it doesn't work out. But I don't really know why it wouldn't. I mean, I don't know.
And you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system too. So Heidi, you'll be able to track all of your results with us and see the keywords that you're listed for. You know, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you're getting. You're going to have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. So that way, whenever you have like an update or let's say you have a change or a question or a concern, our team is here to assist you every step of the way. But we do the work so that you can focus on your jobs. Okay?
Okay.
What's the best email for you, sweetheart? So that way I can send you everything in writing right now.
I'm going to, HRB ONTRA GER. So HRBontrager at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. All right. What I'm sending right now to you, you're going to receive these two emails. They're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Quick question. When do you think that website might be completed or ready to launch? Do you have an idea? Like in a few weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Oh, no. It should be. It should actually be here like today or tomorrow.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Perfect. Okay. I was just going to say, because if it was going to take you a little bit longer, I would suggest that we just kind of build you a temporary one. It doesn't cost you anything, and just until yours is completed. But since yours is going to launch pretty soon, we don't need to do that. That's good.
Okay. Just got an email from the lady that I was working with. She said,
she said
it's not live. I haven't really looked at it yet, but.
Oh, sweet. Okay. What's the URL? I'll look it up for you while I'm on the phone with you right now.
Okay. It's www.pristinecleaning-solution.com.
You know, when I hear pristine, I just think of like, I mean, super clean. Like, I think white clean. Like, use your white gloves. You know what I mean? And nothing's going to come up. Oh, it looks good. I'm looking at it right now. They did a good job.
It's AI, don't thank me.
You're like, it's AI. It's okay, I'm going to give you credit. It looks good. I see the residential, commercial cleaning, deep cleaning, move in and out cleaning, post-event, recurring, customized, post-construction. Looks really good. Good job on that. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. Well, look at that. We're talking on the phone. She's like, it's already available. Okay, let me just put that in here for you in the notes. Yay. Okay. Now, I'm going to also, so the first email you'll get from me is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show that the price is $249 a month, month to month, no contract, and what we're including in that package, okay? Now,
I'm looking
the second, you got it? Okay, perfect. Now, honey, the second email that I'm going to send to you, Heidi, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So this is just giving you like an example of our reporting system so that you'll know how to track your results with us, okay? So I'm just sending you that one. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, is that the best number for us to contact you on, and it's also the best number for the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you this text message right now. It's going to be the number to our customer service department. It's our 877 number. Now, I'm going to highly, highly suggest that you save this number in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number. Okay? Now, I already also included your login credentials for your client dashboard. Now, our hours of operation, we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning. Till 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. And I believe you're Eastern, right? I know sometimes Indiana has two different time zones. So you're 3 hours ahead of me, correct? You're in Eastern time?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm working on Monday, believe it or not. It's President's Day and I chose to work. We're not doing anything. You know, extravagant, going anywhere, so I'm like, I'll work. Now, also, make sure you have your login credentials. Your username is always going to be your phone number, no dashes, and no one before the area code, just your phone number. Your password is all one word, lowercase, good money. Okay?
Okay.
And it's in that text. Now, Heidi, do you spell your name the traditional way? H-E-I-D-I?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Bontrager.
Like the email?
Just like the email.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then, now the company name, do you want the LLC included to read as Pristine Cleaning Solutions, LLC? Without.
I don't think
it's totally your preference.
I don't think so. I'll leave it out.
Okay, so we're going to remove the LLC from that. And what's the address currently associated with the business where you'll be verified?
Okay, 12426 Lover's Lane.
Oh, just in time for Valentine's Day. Is that Road West? It comes up as a suggestion for me.
Yeah, that's how it comes up. Bennington, Indiana.
Yes, 47011. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead and update that and make sure that that address is hidden. Okay, awesome. Now, we're going to be going over the billing, Heidi. So for the card that you're using for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
It's in my mom's name.
In your mom's name. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just real quick, because it's also for your mom's protection as well. I mean, I'm sure she gives you permission to use it, but is there going to be a time where I could also do the voice verification with your mom as well? Because she'll need to sign the receipt. Okay, sweetheart. Is she with you now by chance?
She's upstairs. I can go grab her.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, let's start going over your notes. If you can, like, bring her on speakerphone with us, that would be great. Just because I don't want to, you know what I mean? It's her card. I want to protect her and protect you too, okay? How does your schedule look for today for your client interview? Because once we set this all up, I'm going to schedule a client interview. It's going to be an hour that we're going to block out, but the appointment can take like about 30 or 40 minutes. You'll speak with my technician about your keywords, your Facebook ads. It's really where the magic's going to happen, okay? And so I want to do that interview at a time that's going to be convenient for you today. How does your schedule look?
Well, we have a meeting tonight at, 7.
Okay.
So no time after 5:30.
Okay, no time after 5:30.
So it's like, it's 1:40 here right now.
Yeah.
But maybe at like 4?
What about, I actually have a 4 to 5 o'clock. Do you want it?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Let me do that one. We'll call you closer to 4, your time. Okay, so let me do this real quick before they snag it from me. I'm just gonna take the appointment right now. Give me 1 second, okay, honey? I'm gonna send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're gonna call you between 4 and 5 o'clock, but it'll be from an 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering, you know, all the calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, right? And you need, I don't know, 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, call me back and we'll call you right back. Okay? So let me send you that calendar invite real quick. Okay? Now, while we're waiting for your mom, I just want to take down the information so I know how to address her. What's her first and last name?
Mary.
Uh-huh.
Mary Bontrager.
Okay. Do you want to authorize your mom to make changes on your account? Like, let's say, for example, you couldn't call in to make a change, right? And she called in. Do you want me to have her noted on the account to be authorized? Or just you for now?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll switch it to my own card in probably like a month or so.
Yeah, and okay, so when you do that, honey, do me a favor. When you switch it to your card, just make sure that you call 3 business days before your billing, so this way we charge the correct card for you, okay? So I don't have to notate her if you don't want me to. It's totally up to you. I just asked.
Yeah, no, just leave it. It'll be fine, I think. So she just got down here.
Okay. Hi, do you have me on speaker?
I don't.
Okay. Or if you just want me to, did you? Is she aware of what you're doing?
Somebody else is trying to call me right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think she's aware. No, but
you're
like
a speaker, I hope. Okay. I just want to do the voice verification with her, but I want you to also listen in on it, okay?
Sure. Okay. I'm going to see if this thing here is on my phone.
Okay. Don't worry, Cindy. It's okay.
Okay. Mom, can you come here, please?
Tell her it'll be like a minute. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Happy Valentine's Day. I know you're busy, but so you're very welcome. I'll make this very brief. I need to do the voice verification with you only because I know Heidi is using your card, and it's to protect you and her as well. It's a 90-second
sure.
voice verification. What we're going to be charging today is $249, and it's going to be that same charge every 14th of the month, okay? And I'm going to read this all to you. She's going to eventually change the card, and I let her know to call me or call our department at least 3 business days before the 14th so that way she can update the card to her own card, okay? Now, I'm going to be walking you through this. If there's anything you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, hey, what does that mean? So this way we can go back and review it and then rephrase it. Okay? So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of how the business should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So you're going to say the business name for Heidi. She wants it to be listed as Pristine Cleaning Solutions. So if you could repeat that, please.
Okay. Pristine Cleaning Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mary Bontrager.
Okay, and your title, you're either paying for the program for your daughter Heidi, who's a business owner, or you're a partner. What would be your title?
Say you're paying. Just the payee. Would payee be correct?
Yes, payee would be correct. You're paying for this program in order for Heidi to be able to have the placement. Thank you.
Yes.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Heidi, just to let you both know, you guys, you can also help your mom with answering the questions, okay, in case she gets stuck on one of the answers. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your, In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And let me explain this one first. I'll explain it. I usually do. So what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that you can't do other online marketing. We're just asking that before you do, give us a quick call so we can reference it and make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing. We just don't want you guys investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Sure.
So that's what that means. Like we know you're doing Angie's List. You got your website. Anything else aside from that, just give us a ring so we make sure it's not interfering with what we're doing because then you're paying even more money. Okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now also, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, I want you both to be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah. I mean, yes, this would be a good thing, right?
Yes, yes, no, yes. So what I want you to be aware, I mean, they're not going to be calling your phone, Mary, but Heidi, I want you to be aware that if someone calls you to sell you other type of online products, it's not our company calling you. We're not going to ask you for more money, okay? Heidi, I'm going to put a security question on your account right now with us. And you could either choose that it's your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
I'll do my mom's maiden name.
What was her maiden name?
Miller.
Miller? Okay. So whenever we call you, I want you to get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if we don't answer you with the security question or someone hangs up on you, you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Sure.
So that's why we do that. Okay.
Okay.
Just to protect you. Okay?
Sure.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 14th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Okay? So what that means...
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You did say 2024, just so you don't...
Oh, my gosh.
...wrong, I guess.
I'm telling you, we're in February, and I'm still messing up on that. Let me go back. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 14th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Thank you for correcting me on that. You would have been like, we already paid. No, ladies, this will be a two-month verbal agreement. So now what that means is that the second payment is going to be charged, okay, on March 14th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once that term's completed, okay, it'll just automatically renew each month on the 14th day in that discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, Heidi, that's the number that I texted you in the text message, 877-635-6225. Now, if you need to pause or cancel the account, I need you to make sure that you call at least 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. And we, no cancellation fee. We part as friends. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Mary, that's all I needed you for. I can handle the rest now with her. And then when she gets the receipt, I'll just need you to sign it, okay, hon? And I'll explain to her how you do that. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a nice
You're
day.
You're welcome. You too. Have a blessed one. Okay,
Thank
Heidi.
You.
So I probably only need, Heidi, like maybe 10 more minutes of your time, sweetheart, and then we'll be all done, okay? Because I know you're working away there too.
Okay.
So now the name on the card, how does your mom's name read on there?
Mary M. Bontrager.
Okay. And what's the billing address for the card?
12426.
Oh, the same one, Lovers Lane Road, Road West?
That's the same
okay.
one.
And you said Mary and then M, middle initial, Bontrager.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard, I believe.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. So the first four are 5424 and then 1816 and then 2601 Last four are 3770
Okay. Expiration month and year?
03 of 2028
03 of 28. And what's the CVV code on the back?
133.
Okay. So I'm updating the package right now. I'm processing the payment. And then you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and it's going to come to you in a text message. And we'll go over that in a minute as well. And then your client interview, I'm just going to update it. It's going to reflect your mom's name because she's the one who made the payment, and the receipt will be in her name. But once we update it with your card, when you call in to change the card, it's going to be then updated to your name on the receipts, okay? And you'll always be able to view your receipts as well through your client dashboard, and I'll show you how you do that too. So this way, like for your tax purposes, right? Now, give me just a second here, and then we're just going to go over some notes for the technician so that way they know where to start from. And you're okay with me listing like all those services that were mentioned on your website, right? The move-in, move-out cleaning, the deep cleaning, all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What about, yes, that's all on there, correct? Like commercial cleaning was on there too, right?
I saw residential, commercial cleaning, and I'll read them off to you as well, the ones that I saw on there, just so we can confirm. Okay. So on there, it says, okay, residential and commercial cleaning, deep cleaning, move in, out cleaning, post-event cleaning. I mean, I'm adding the word cleaning at the end of it, but it's post-event, recurring, customized, and then post-construction. Perfect. Okay.
Right?
Awesome. And then now your Facebook page, have you started creating that yet, or do you want us to make it for you?
No, I haven't started it.
Okay.
You all would do that better.
Perfect. Heidi, how do I find you on Facebook? Because we're going to create it through your personal page just so that you have access and ownership to it. No one's going to see your personal page. Are you just under your first and last name?
Yeah. It's Heidi Bonsberger. I don't have a profile picture. I'm not sure.
You don't have a profile picture? Okay.
No. I'm trying to think. How could I?
Oh, you know what you could do? Okay. Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
I'm on an iPhone.
Okay. You can send me the link. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know how to grab the link? You could text it to me. All you have to do is just respond to one of those text messages, reply to it with your link, and I'll get it like that. That's perfect. That's even easier.
Okay. Let me see if I can do this.
Yeah, go ahead and try to do that while I'm just starting on some of the notes.
Where
that
is the link exactly? I'm not.
So you know the link? Let me show you. Let me go to mine. So you're going to go to, let me go to my Facebook and I'll tell you how to do it on my iPhone. I always forget. So like when I have to walk people through it, it just makes it easier. Okay. So do you see where it says edit profile and it has the three dots? Click on the three dots. It's going to open up your profile settings. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Copy profile link.
Oh, copy profile link. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, and I can send it to the 877 number? Or
yep, send it to that one, honey. I'll get it. Yep, just send it there. Just plop it in there and send. Perfect.
Okay. And my Facebook has nothing on it.
That is totally fine. Listen, there's times where people don't even have a Facebook page, and I tell them, look, we can create you the business Facebook page, but I need you to open up a personal Facebook. You don't have to have pictures. You don't even have to have friends on there, right? It's just how it's created, okay?
Sure.
Now, question. You have your LLC, right? I thought I heard you mention that. Has LLC. Do you have insurance yet or in the process? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
I do have insurance.
Oh, good for you. Wow. You like really hit the ground running with this business, huh? That's amazing. You should be proud of yourself. You sound so young. I don't mean that in a bad way.
I'm 21, so yeah. I'm pretty
young. My God. You know what? But good for you. Wow. You're like... I'm going to say this, not too many young adults like you have it already set in their mind what they want to do or even take off with it. So you should be very proud of yourself. Your parents have done a great job.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're very welcome. Let me take a look here. Okay. And then I got the website link already here. Okay. So now, right now you're going to be PIN verified in Indiana, right? Until when you get your new address. And then you'll inform us of that so that way we can update it in the system. Now you might have to like get re-verified, but we'll have a lot of those documents already. If we need anything else, we'll reach out to you.
Okay.
From where you're based out of right now, how far do you want to target? The Facebook ads will reach up to a 50-mile radius if you wanted. Okay.
Okay.
But it's up to you.
So,
how far do you want to go?
So you said the Facebook, so the Facebook, you're talking about the Facebook page.
Yeah, like Facebook ads, the Facebook ads, you can reach up to 50 miles if you wanted.
Okay.
Do you want to keep it at 20 or what do you feel?
Are those based in Cincinnati or are those based from here? You said they're based in Indiana or no?
So keep in mind, right, like for example, because I think right now if I'm looking at Indiana to Cincinnati is like over 100 miles, right?
Well, not from me. Or
so where
I'm
you're
asking if, so I'm located in southeastern Indiana about like if it wasn't for the hills around here, there's lots of hills. Wasn't for the hills, we'd be half an hour from Cincinnati. But it's we're about an hour.
So it's roughly about a 50-mile radius, right? So let me ask you this. We can also, what would be a city that you would want to, that you would want to be the base of the Facebook ad?
Okay. So can Cincinnati be the base?
For the Facebook ad? Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I'm almost positive. Give me 1 second. I'm almost positive it can. Let me just double check because I had someone else that was asking the same thing, about their area because they don't work out of their area. That's not where all their work is at. Their work is starting from like 20 miles point and 50 miles out. So let me just clarify really, really quick here. Give me 1 second. Because it's still even a 50-mile radius from you, right? Cincinnati, around there, without the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, without all the hills. I know. I'm more in the inner city.
Yeah,
I'm more in the inner city over here in California, so it's like, unless if we go to the mountains and all that, you know, let me go here.
Yeah.
I'm going to just confirm with Kyle, but I'm almost 99% sure. Let me see, Kyle. Center point of Cincinnati. I don't know why I write Cincinnati and I'm thinking cinnamon. I have a sweet tooth. I'm like, oh, I don't know why I'm thinking cinnamon. oh boy, Needy, that was like so out there. Facebook ad. Okay. To have the center point of Cincinnati. And it would be what would you say, like a 20-mile radius outside of Cincinnati or just kind of sticking within the Cincinnati base?
20 miles is fine.
So how did you get started in the cleaning business?
Well, so growing up, I was gone a lot from home.
Uh-huh.
I was traveling between, mostly between Wisconsin and Indiana. I have a lot of
family
in Wisconsin. Anyway, I was there for, when I was like 14, I was up there for like a year, and I was just kind of back and forth. Anyway, so then during the summer and after school, I would work for, this cleaning company. And then just about a year ago, I was again up there for about 6 months, and then I was working for another cleaning company. And it's not actually like my preferred like type of work at all.
Uh-huh.
Like, it grosses me out. But
does it?
I know that service businesses are always, they're always in high demand, right? And you can bring in pretty good money. Rather than some of these other businesses that people start up, that might be a bit harder to get going because you don't really need much inventory to get started.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
I know what I'm doing. I'm pretty meticulous. So, like, it's, you know, to me, it's just, I'm like, well, if I want to get into the business world, you know, someday, I don't really care too much about, I'm more about, like, businesses, like starting a business, you know, more into ownership, right? And so then, because of that, I'm like, well, I got to get my feet in, my foot in the door somewhere. Might as well start with something, you know?
And then you start hiring people. And like you said, you start sending them out to do the work. Okay, I got good news.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be, but I wanted to be 100% sure, honey. He said, we can target any location on those Facebook ads. So we can have your center point to be Cincinnati. Okay. And then 20 miles out if you wanted. Okay, so that's perfect. Okay. Now, the local listing and the local map is going to be in the Indiana area, you know, where you're based out of. But at least with the Facebook ads, we're going to get you within there in Cincinnati. And remember, even though they're performing the search on Google for your services, but they're not calling you, they're going to find you through the Facebook ads. Okay, so I'm glad that we could target the center point. So Facebook ads, and let me just put this here, and I'll put it on the note down here. Note, Facebook ads are to be center point of Cincinnati and 20 miles out. Okay. Perfect. And I'm going to put that on this other note here. So I put it in two spots. This way it's not missed. Okay. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I would say probably emails.
Okay.
Phone and text is fine as well. Like, if, you know, if you're maybe in a rush or something, or, like, maybe you need something, like, more urgently, then, I mean, obviously, give me a call. It's
okay.
Fine.
And listen, if you don't answer, we know you're in the middle of a job or something, right? Just respond to us within 24 business hours. We'll shoot you a text saying, hey, we try to reach you. Give us a call when you get a chance. Okay? So don't worry about that.
Sure.
Okay. Great. What are your hours of operation?
I'm going to say 8 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through, I'm trying to think. What did I put on Angie?
I could probably see what you have on there. Let me see. Angie's hours are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday closed.
Okay. Do the same. It's fine. 7 to 5.
Okay.
I need to get
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday closed. If you need to change it later, just let us know. And then what forms of payments do you take? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, credit cards?
Cash App.
You do Cash App?
Cash App. Uh-huh. What else?
Cash would be good, I think.
Yeah,
you won't be able to pay cash. What do you do, Zelle or Venmo?
Yeah, do Venmo.
Venmo? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And
okay.
Zelle works too, I guess.
Okay. All right. If at any time you need to change them, just let us know, okay? You can make changes at any time. Now, there's going to be two emails and two text, and they also were sent in a text message, whichever one you find first. There's going to be one that's going to say initial invoice. It's going to be in your mom's name. I need you to find that one, okay? And it'll say, Dear Mary M., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here on that email to accept your subscription terms?
Uh-huh.
You'll click on that. Now, it'll open up a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're
okay.
on that page. And you see where...
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
I just said I'm there. I see it here.
Oh, okay. So scroll towards the bottom. Do you see where it says mobile phone? And it should have your phone number, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The two little boxes below it, you'll need your mom to click on them because it's going to say, one,
okay.
that she agrees, well, meaning you, you agree to receive text messages to your phone number.
Uh-huh.
The other box is her certifying that it's her name on the card that she provided and that her information is true and correct. And then at
okay.
the very bottom, she'll type her name, just Mary space M, no period, space, and then her last name, Bone Trigger, right?
Okay.
You'll click on confirm signature. Once she does that, it should open up a page asking you guys to put in a username and a password. That's where
okay.
you would track your results. Your username, remember, is good
uh-huh.
money. Our username is phone number. Password is good money, all lowercase, one word. Okay? Remember,
okay.
in your phone number,
okay.
no dashes or anything like that.
Huh.
Just a straight phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's another one that I need you to find, and it's the one that says action photos needed for Google verification.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay.
And what this is there's going to be some items that you're not going to have, right? But for us to get
yeah.
you verified through Google faster, we ask you for a list of items. Send us a picture of your work tools, right? Like your scrubbers, whatever you use,
uh-huh.
honey. Send us a picture of your equipment, your work vehicle. Even if it's a personal one, don't worry about it. Send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of your LLC, your insurance. Whatever's on that list that you can send us pictures, send them. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
So, again, reminder with the timeline. Go ahead.
Okay,
question?
Over like text. Or like
you
email.
I would suggest you email them because the resolution would be better. If it's easier for you to text it, you can do that too. It's just that if the resolution isn't good in the text, they'll ask you to resend it. Okay, but there's a way that you can upload it. There's the email right there too that we provide as well. Okay?
Okay,
now today we'll be calling you between 4 and 5. Remember, I'll send you a reminder an hour before. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. Okay? Now, from today, 5 to 7 days, business Facebook page is created and you're listed in the directories and you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14
okay.
days, your Facebook ads are live and we'll start generating phone calls for you. Again, in our terms
okay.
and conditions, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, although I've seen it sometimes
okay.
happen sooner for the first page
okay.
placement. But remember, we're getting you verified and all that. So if it happens
uh-huh.
sooner, even better, right? But we'll send
yes,
you notifications
definitely.
As these steps are being processed. And Heidi, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
You are so,
you so
welcome.
Much.
Okay, sweetheart. So if you don't have any other questions, we'll be calling you today, later on this evening, okay? 4 and 5.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. And so I just make sure that my mom signs that, and then that should
yes.
automatically send that to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Make sure she signs it, okay? All right,
sure.
sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you so
have
much.
Have a wonderful day. You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.